Parshas Lech Lecha begins to tell the story about the first Jew and the first Jewish family and the Jewish experience, the Jewish people. And the Parsha talks and speaks of not one, but two hostage situations. The first of which is Sarah being taken captive by Paro and kidnapped. The second of which is a story about Lot taken hostage, taken captive by the four kings. The story describes how Avram was in a different area, and Lot is taken away. And the pasuk says in Bereishis chapter 14, verse 13, "Vayavo ha-palit, vayagei la-Avram ha-Hivri." Someone tips off Avram. Someone comes to tell Avram about what has happened. The palit, who's the palit? The fugitive, the escapee. Who's that? Says Rashi, a man named Og. A man named Og. And question of exactly what he escaped from. Either way, Og comes and informs Avram HaIvri about what is going on. Now, the outsider, the simple read, the you know, just a basic look at the story, the way we just assume and expect it, is why did he come to tell Avram Avinu? What? Avram Avinu wasn't kidnapped. Why is this man coming to tell Avram Avinu about a crisis between entire, states, city states, countries, kings, whatever you want to call them? What does it have to do with Avram? Well, we'll say, of course, yeah, because Avram's Lot's uncle and Lot's brother-in-law, he's Lot's relative. Says the Sfarno, this man Og had no idea that Avram was related to Lot in any which way. He had no idea that this person taken captive was Avram's brother-in-law / nephew. He didn't know that. So then, why did he tell him? Why did he come to Avram? You go to some random guy to tell him about something that some random thing that happened in a random place. The answer is, he says this Sfarno, he came to tell Avram because Avram was an Ivri. Avram was a Jew. And Og knew of a massive world war, a crisis, a hostage situation, a catastrophe that was going on, and he didn't know who to turn to. I mean, he escaped. He's Og. Who's going to help the world? Who's going to save the society, civilization, before they destroy themselves? He knows about this guy. He's a Jew. And he says, I'm going to go to this guy, Avram. Because a Jew, when something's wrong, he takes interest. He gets up. Lech lecha. Things are difficult. He gets up and he acts. He's not afraid. He's not going to just be a bystander. If something is wrong, something requires social justice, or people require social welfare, or there's a situation or a crisis or a difficulty and people need to intervene, this guy Avram, he prays for anyone. He prays for Sodom. He loves everyone. He wants to make sure that the world is a good place. We learned so much. We learned so much about the charge of a Jew to be the big brother, to take responsibility, to be the father of humanity, as God calls Avram Avinu, the founding father of humanity, to take care of, to look after, to tend to human civilization and make sure that people get what they need and that people who are misbehaving are punished. May we merit to do our job, and may God merit to save us today, save our people in Israel and beyond, and save the world. Save the world, because we all know that we need it.